Joining me on the phone, very excited about this, is Willie Mack. Say hello, Willie.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well with me. I'm not sure about the rest of our listeners, but you know what? It's 24 degrees in Kingston right now, looking pretty nice, so.
Oh, that's great. Well, it's 86 degrees Fahrenheit here in Nash, Vegas.
Ugh. That is steamy.
Yeah, well, it was 95 a few days ago, so it's a little bit better.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we're just trying to get to that level. I was in Nashville for the first time about a month ago, and yeah, even a month ago, I was like, this is more than I thought the heat would be.
Yeah, very humid, you know, thick air.
Oh, my goodness.
You almost chew the air when you breathe.
Yeah. So obviously, you said you are in Nashville right now and working on a lot of stuff at the moment, right?
Yeah, a lot of things, writing songs like crazy for the next record. Jason McCoy and I are going in to record the next record in Toronto August 5th and 6th. And then I produced a record on a girl named Shirley Albert from around the St. John area out there. And having a great time finishing that up. She's an amazing singer. So a lot of cool stuff.
Oh, yeah. You're busy, and then you're getting ready to hit the road and all that stuff that, of course, I want to talk to you about. But let's start off just for our listeners who want a little background on you. You are a Texas boy, correct?
Yeah, from Texas, Chico, Texas, where the West begins.
Where the West begins. And as well as being a performer, you're actually quite an influential writer for people like Sarah Evans, Colin Ray, the Oak Ridge Boys. You've done a lot of writing. So, I mean, did it start off with the writing thing, or did it start off performing yourself?
Well, you know, the long story is it did start out performing. You know, I started performing at about 13 years old and playing shows all over Texas. And then as I started writing songs and got more into that, I moved to Nashville and started writing here. And that kind of became one of my primary focuses, is just writing songs. And I wasn't getting to perform as much, you know. And then that kind of got me right back into performing again, which I love and I miss desperately, you know. And I started getting a few songs recorded by artists up in Canada. Brad Johnner cut Your Love Is My Luck, and Adam Gregory did She's So California. And it kind of started opening things back up for me, and I got to know everyone in the Canadian music scene, and they started making a whole lot of friends. And then Jason McCoy and I met, and he brought me to Canada. He said, "Hey, man, you belong up here with us, man. Let's cut a record." And here I am. So three singles later on Open Road, and she's been amazing, absolutely amazing.
Yeah, so you are doing very well yourself. But I read something somewhere that you said that you really like the feel of Canadian country artists.
You know what? It is so breathtaking. It's like a fresh breath air when I come up there. You turn on the radio, and it's just refreshing. You hear so many varieties. You hear, you know, Rock and Road Hammers, and then Johnny Reed with his kind of soulful country, and then you'll hear Cor Blond doing kind of the cowboy country. And there's so many varieties to it that Nashville's kind of gotten away from that. You know, a lot of the songs sound similar, and the style sounds similar, and it's just so neat to come up and hear all these artists have their own sound and their own voice, and you immediately know who they are just the minute they start singing, you know?
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting, really, just because so many Canadian artists are striving to get down to Nashville, and here you are spending tons of time up here doing tons of writing and recording with yourself and other artists, so it's kind of just an interesting twist.
It's neat for me because, you know, honestly, it's a lot like Texas. Texas is very similar to the Canadian country scene. Yeah, they really pride themselves on promoting local talent, you know, and opening up the door, you know, to more independent artists and more refreshing new things. And they don't play so much Nashville stuff. They play, it's kind of like Canada. They play some Nashville stuff, but then they really leave a lot open for Texas, you know. And so I love that when I got up there that, you know, that it's very similar. I feel right at home, especially out in Alberta where you see all the pickup trucks and the oil wells.
Right at home. And
A little colder.
Yeah, a little colder, that's for sure. Now, back to, of course, the performing and the writing thing. I was kind of wondering if it's completely different levels of, I guess, I don't know, what's the word, just being proud between you singing your own song and having a success with yourself being a performer, or hearing your song being performed by someone like Sarah Evans? Are they both the same level of just...
You know, it's a different thing. I mean, I honestly must say the most amazing thing is when you go out as a performer and see people sing along with your song.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, that you had a part of writing, and then you got to, you know, you were there when it was basically born like a child, this new created song. And that is amazing. It just blows my mind. It's such an amazing feeling. But, you know, with that said, it's a whole different feeling, you know. The first time I heard Sarah Evans sing my song, it was just like wow, there's that voice I've heard for years, you know, singing my lyric, you know, and it's that's amazing too, you know.
Yeah.
It's for me, I definitely lean towards performing them myself, you know, but it's a great rush to have someone perform your song too.
Yeah, and of course, you're going to be performing for us this Friday at the Lansdowne Fair, 144th.
Oh, man, that's going to be great. I can't wait.
Yeah.
We're actually going to film the show and use a lot of footage from the road and from the show and everyone, you know, for the next music video on our single Headlights and Tailpipes that's coming out.
Oh, that's great. You were saying that you're actually going to do some recording for that video in Toronto as well?
Yeah, we're going to have the bus pick us up, and Warren Sonoda, who did the I Want to Be Your Santa Claus video with Jason McCoy and myself, he's coming out with cameras, and we're going to film the whole thing, the airport, the road, the show. So everyone, please come out and be rowdy and get in the video with us.
Oh, I think we can make that happen for you in Lansdowne, my friend.
Man, that's going to be great.
Yeah. Now, then from there, you're off to several other Ontario dates, to BC and Manitoba. So you've kind of got a mini Canadian tour going on through to October.
All over the place, yeah, definitely. It's such an amazing time because I've had the chance to see so much of Canada. It's just a beautiful country.
And, well, now October, you should have pretty nice weather here in Canada, but I would maybe bring some woolly socks just in case.
Oh, yeah, a light coat and some woolly socks, yeah.
Just in case. By mid-October, that might be an issue, but you might be all right. Now, I guess, what's next? You're working on your video. You're working on a new album, you were saying?
Yeah, so the video is for the new single, Headlights and Tailpipes, that comes out in a few weeks. And then we'll probably do one or two more singles off this record. And then the next album, we'll cut in the 5th and 6th of August. I'll probably have it done by early next year.
That's great.
And, you know, hopefully in the spring, start putting singles off of that one.
Very exciting. And are you recording that in Nashville or both in Nashville, Toronto?
No, it's just in Toronto. Jason McCoy
is
producing it and cutting it up there. Great band. And I've got a lot of my live guys, Paul Yee and Chris Sutherland. Those guys used to be with Doc Walker, and they're going to play on the record. And actually Murray, who is in Doc Walker now, is going to play on the record.
Oh,
and
great.
Paul Chapman is amazing. And anyway, it's just a blast. Y'all have so many great players there, and it's just a thrill to get to work with them.
Well, you are good to us. Hopefully we can be good to you. I think Canadian radio is doing all right with you. I mean, Don't Waste Your Pretty has done very well in Canadian radio, so.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Every time you play it, I really do.
Well, we're going to play it in a minute, if that makes you feel any better.
Hey, I feel better already.
And I have to mention before I let you leave, because I know you're a very busy man right now. You're actually recording right now in Nashville, taking a breather just to talk to me. I have to mention your website, willymack.com. It's hilarious. I love it. You must get tired driving around in that truck all day.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. You know, I wanted something different that you don't
usually
see, you know.
It's great.
It's fun. And the first couple times you watch it, then you get sick of it. You have to skip the animation.
No, I actually, you know what's funny is I sit there, I had it on long before I even knew you were coming this way, and I was checking it out a long, long time ago. And it was funny. I kind of actually sat there for probably about 2 hours to see everything that you were going to say.
That's funny.
There's for our listeners who haven't checked it out yet, you have to check it out. WillieMack.com, WILLIE. And basically, Willie is, there's a little virtual Willie walking around the website talking to you, saying things.
Yeah.
Picking up your cell phone.
Yeah, just give me a chance to be silly with a cell phone and act like I got paparazzi chasing me around, stuff like that.
That's great. So did you come up with that idea?
Yeah, well, the basic gist of it, yeah. But, yeah, there's a lot more talented people than me that put all that together. I just act there and stand there and act silly, you know.
Well, the taping for that must have been a hoot anyway.
It was, about 4 hours of me standing in front of a green screen acting crazy. So
that's great. I love it. I absolutely love it. So that's WillieMack.com for all of our listeners. And thanks so much for popping in and spending some time with me today. I know you're very busy. We're looking forward to seeing this Friday at the 144th Lansdowne Fair. It's going to be such a great experience for all of our listeners and friends and in around town and outside of the area, because it's going to be just a fabulous show. So.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks for having me, and looking forward to seeing everybody.